So in thinking about evidence, remember that the formal rules of evidence don't apply. And so the standard is it material and is it relevant? It's pretty broad. We do, you know, sometimes get objections from the government attorneys to our many. I mean, I think that I probably generate groans from the clerk's office when we file cases because we file lots of evidence. But we have the burden, and I'm going to present anything that I think is relevant, including country conditions documents that the government might say are cumulative. Hearsay, again, is admissible. It will be evaluated for fundamental fairness, and there can be some pushback in court about hearsay. Generally, what most judges, when these objections come up, won't exclude a piece of evidence that is hearsay or contains hearsay, but they will say that they will give it limited weight, or they won't give it as much weight as they would give if it were direct evidence. Is that y'all's experience as well?
Yeah, definitely. Even though an I-213 is all hearsay as well. Yeah. Almost all hearsay.
Yeah, triple hearsay sometimes.
I know. Yes. So experts. Here on the issue of experts, I think this is interesting. This is where you have the trial attorneys will then pretend that immigration court is real court and bring up the federal rule of evidence. But there is case law that says that's what the court should look at. So Rule 702. And basically, you want an expert that you can show has specialized knowledge and that information that they're going to present is going to help the judge understand the issues in the case to be able to make a ruling. So it's pretty broad. The judge is allowed to assign weight to expert testimony depending on the expertise. So I will try to give you a concrete example. So you have a... I'm not going to do Central America. You have an African asylum case. Your client is from Guinea and is a bisexual man and argues that he was he's applying for asylum because he was persecuted on account of his sexual orientation. And you have tried and tried to find an expert, and the best person you can come up with is a professor in New York, who has expertise on LGBT issues in West Africa, but has never done field research in Guinea. So she's done field research in Senegal, and has done some research on other gender identity issues in the DRC and a couple other countries, but she's familiar with Guinea because she has professional contacts there. She goes to conferences. She does peer reviews. She teaches a class on sexual identity in West Africa, and that includes talking about Guinea, and she has supervised. She's been the thesis advisor for some graduate students who have delved more deeply into this issue in Guinea, right? So if the government challenges her credentials, maybe I think someone like that would be qualified as an expert. Maybe the judge is not going to give her opinion as much weight as if she were someone who went every 2 years to Guinea and did in-person interviews with people from that community. It doesn't mean she's not. She still knows way more than the judge knows, way more than the average person knows, even though that is not necessarily her specific area of expertise.
Yeah, and remembering also that when the when OCC is objecting, again, the fundamental fairness of the proceeding is for your client. The client needs to present his or her story, not the fairness to the government. The government has no skin in this game. All the skin is borne upon your client. And to exclude evidence before you hear it, especially.
Right.
Which is, you know, why this is admissible evidence. It is relevant. It is probative. That's it.
If you don't want to give it any weight, don't give it any weight.
If you don't want to give it any weight, don't give it any weight. But it needs to be in there.
That's right.
So what do you do when the judge says, or usually the government argues, well, okay, the report comes in, or the expert testimony, it's cumulative and not necessary.
Oh, that's why I don't like doing reports.
That's why you don't what?
If they're going to testify, I don't like doing reports. If they're not going to testify, I'll ask them for a report, because I've had that happen.
I think some scheduling orders require.
I'll have them do a very basic report and say, I can elaborate on these, you know, in a hearing, but I am available to testify. And what I also do, I mean, apart from just being, you know, trying to be smart like that, is if there is any specific objection to information that if you just want the report and the rest will be cumulative, you're going to take the report as true.
Yeah.
No challenge to any of the findings in the report.